If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
At Raising Cane's, we hand batter every chicken finger, mix every cane sauce, butter every Texas toast, stir every slaw, and salt every fry. Because when you do it right, you can taste it in every bite. Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break.
Sponsored by NEBCO and Anderson Ford. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Thursday. Steve Sipple had to depart. He'll be back tomorrow. Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush.
A little sketchy.
I know. Hour 3 sponsored by NEBCO.
NEBCO.
Now hiring at Concrete Industries for precast production laborers. Check them out online at concreteindustries.com or at NEBCOinc.com. Hour 3 also sponsored by Anderson Ford, 27th and I-80 and 33rd and Yankee Hill.
This is why you didn't want to know you need a truck. Four-wheel drive. Today. A little snow coming in. If you're up in Omaha, they're going to get up to 14 inches, it sounds like. Or at Ashland. If you're in Ashland, you go, if you head north to Ashland.
20 minutes.
Way up there, it's kind of like being in Minneapolis, sounds like. And you want a truck that can get through that stuff, Jake. Get a hold of Mike today. Snow discount.
I just saw, before I get to power rankings, I saw Rusty Dawkins from Channel 8 put out his recent, most recent projection for the snow. This cutoff is insane. Like, Lincoln is, we'll either see 3 to 6 or 1 inch. Like, Lincoln. Ashland probably, as Heyman said, likely to get 3 to 6 inches. Omaha, the same thing. And then beyond that, you know, 4 to 8 inches northeast Nebraska. So, Shindaddy probably going to get some snow today.
Yes. Got to be nervous about this.
I would think so. Yeah. I am.
And the thing is, it's not just straight north. It's kind of like it cuts, I mean, right through the Norfolk region, they're getting it.
I know.
I mean, it gets up to Crofton, not quite as much. Not quite
as
much.
They need some precipitation.
We need it
for
the mushrooms.
We need some snow.
Mushroom season, guys.
That's true.
We're right around the corner from that.
It's dire straits right now.
Dire.
On that.
Yes. Here we go.
Thank you to NEBCO and Anderson Ford for sponsoring Hour 3. We have some new music for the intro here, Bill.
Let's do it.
Some sad Sips not here for this, but brand new Big Ten Power Rankings intro music. Right here.
Basketball, give me the ball because I'm gonna dunk it. Basketball, give me the ball because I'm gonna dunk it. Basketball, give me
like
that, of course, is from SNL. Tim Robinson, Jason Sudeikis doing the imitating John Tesh and his brother, who they wanted to put lyrics to the basketball roundups or whatever it's called. But yeah, there we go. Our new intro music there, Bill.
I like that very much. Yeah. Spirited.
Okay. Now, I have with me last week's rankings just to see how much changes here. And I also have printed out fresh rankings for us to go to for the standings. So I'm very curious how things end up. We will, of course, as always, if you do this, do the top six. Then we'll go to the bottom six, and we'll go 7 through 12 after that.
Agreed.
I don't think anybody will push back in this room or outside this room, Bill, of Michigan number one, right?
We know that that's...
Simple one?
That's a layup.
No pushback. Now, Illinois had an interesting week. They lost two straight. Now, they respond with a win, and also they win by 36 points at USC last night. With Purdue's loss to Michigan, is it very simple that Illini number two, Bill?
I don't see how you can change it.
Okay.
No, that's just a simple two. And I'm always about the pushback.
I like to push back.
I don't see that right now.
Now it gets interesting. If you're looking at the standings, there are three teams tied in the conference at 11-4. That's Michigan State, Nebraska, and Purdue. Wisconsin is at 10-5, just behind them with their loss to Ohio State on Tuesday night. Where do we go with three? Purdue just lost to Michigan at home by 12. Nebraska, of course, lost to Iowa. Michigan State did pound UCLA, but we have been down on Michigan State this year. Where do you like for three here, Bill?
I think it's clear it's Purdue.
I think it has to be.
I think it's clear that it's Purdue. And then I'll be honest with you, even though they had the bad loss, even though they have one more loss, I would have Wisconsin four.
Ahead of Nebraska.
I would right now how I think they're playing. I think neutral court, I would take the Badgers today.
So, okay. I'm fine with that. Wisconsin's played a lot of tough road games. Now they were just bound to have a bad game.
And someone says, well, why is that? Because they had the two best wins of any team. They've won at Illinois and they've won at Michigan.
They're the only team to beat Michigan this year.
The only team to beat Michigan this year, who is just clearly the best team in the country right now. And they beat him. That's my reasoning behind it.
Yeah, if Nebraska had beaten Iowa, even with Wisconsin playing, I probably would put Nebraska at four. They didn't. It was not a bad loss, but right now Wisconsin appears to be playing better basketball. I am okay with them.
I'm going four.
At four. And I think Sip would be as well. I don't think he would push back on that, really.
I don't think he would.
And then,
are you going Nebraska or are you going Michigan State?
I'm going to Nebraska. Now, Michigan State, I just don't trust them. I know Nebraska's 2-4 the last six. Michigan State did pound UCLA. I still don't trust that team. I've been very clear on that. I think you agree with that as well.
Illinois at home.
That was big.
I know the head to head is a lot, but that's almost over. It's so long ago.
I'm still going Nebraska.
Connor,
Michigan
you got to go. You got to tell us. I'm going Michigan State, Nebraska, and he's going Nebraska. Who do you have as fifth?
Sparty five or Sparty six? Obviously, Nebraska is going to be five or six here.
Trying to
find a marker. Wasn't prepared.
Yeah, we went over this, Connor, that you were going to be
Sip
the deciding.
Sip is not the third voice to get us an answer.
Are you going
we
Nebraska or are you going Michigan State? Which one are you going? I'm going neutral court right now. I'm taking Michigan State.
I think I would take Nebraska still.
That's what we want. So I want to win.
He's taking Sparty.
Okay, Sparty.
So Sparty moves up from six where they've been for a couple weeks
Sparty
to five.
Goes to five.
Nebraska down to number six. That can change. Don't worry.
Can change.
There's five games left. They can still rise up these standings. This is not the end of the season.
Okay.
Okay, so that's our
now
top
also
six.
Also looking at that also, what's his name? Fears?
Jeremy Fears.
He's gotten a lot better.
Yeah, he's still a pain in the butt, though.
Yeah, he's still an issue, but would you like to have him on the team?
Yes. Yeah, good player. Okay, so our top six is set.
Layup with Penn State. That's
Penn State.
They could be 19th.
Penn State could have maybe crept out of that spot until the fact, like I mentioned in the show, they hosted Rutgers, who stinks, and trailed by double digits the entire game. I said they didn't score until 7 minutes into the game at home. Because of that, they cannot be out of the basement. They are certainly 18th, no doubt.
No doubt. And then Oregon scored 44 against 44.
Yes,
against Minnesota at home.
And Oregon had just beaten Penn State this weekend too.
Are you sure? Are we sure Oregon's not 18th?
Well, Oregon beat Penn State Saturday after the Nebraska game.
That's true. Okay.
So because of that and the fact that
17 Oregon, that's a layup.
Can I give you a Oregon is 9-17 on the season. 9-17 in Oregon.
2-13 in the league. Winning percentage 133.
Okay, so Oregon is clearly number 17. Now we have to decide between Rutgers, Maryland, Northwestern. Who is 16th? Because I think Washington would be clear of that.
Well, I have to go with head-to-head from last night in Northwestern 1.
Okay.
So I'm going Maryland at 16th.
Okay, I'm fine with that. Of course, they just beat Iowa last week at home. That was a big win.
Then you got to go to Northwestern, because correct, at the 15th?
Yep. Yeah, because Rutgers has one more. Yeah, okay, that's fine. Northwestern, at despite a win last night, Northwestern is at 16? Well, no, they're 15. Sorry, Maryland's at 16. My bad, I wrote that down. 15.
Do you think?
No, you're right.
Rutgers, Northwestern.
Well, I think Rutgers is better. Rutgers is better.
All right, that's what we're doing.
So Rutgers is at 14. 14 Rutgers. We need one more before we go to the very interesting middle area of the conference.
Okay, I'm definitely going. I'm definitely going. I like Minnesota better than Washington. So I'm definitely going. 13th is Washington. You like that? I think Washington is worse.
I think
Minnesota just went.
Yeah.
On the road and beat Oregon, which.
It's true.
They did great, but no.
Who'd Washington beat? Washington has also won one straight game. Who did they beat last?
I don't remember.
I'm trying to figure this out. Washington played. They didn't. I don't know when they played. Let's go for the sake of it. Let's go. So you want Washington at 13?
13. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Washington 13. Now to the very
seventh.
It's going to be difficult to do this section. I mean, look. The teams are looking out from 7 through 12. Are between 9-6 and 5-10 league. You think that'd be easy, but there's the teams from 9-6 to 7-8 will be, I think, be tough to rank here.
Well, after the win that Ohio State just had, I'm going them 7th.
Kemp.
I'm going Ohio State.
They've won 2 straight without 7. John Mobley.
Yeah, and
looked
pretty decent. And then I'm going Indiana over UCLA. I think UCLA has just looked so bad on the road.
Are you going to put them above Iowa as well?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going Indiana above Iowa.
Iowa's at 8. Indiana's at 8. Indiana's at 8. Okay.
Okay, so now it's between UCLA and Iowa.
For 9 and 10.
For 9 and 10. If I had to pick a team that I was going to coach to win, I'm taking UCLA.
I'm taking Iowa.
I'm taking UCLA. Connor?
Connor, we need you here.
Who do you want?
Iowa or UCLA?
Who went 9th? Iowa or UCLA?
They both have a good argument for this. Iowa's offense is a little bit offensive. Their defense is very good. UCLA has a crazy head coach. You can't, you know, what's going on. A guy kicked his own player out of the game 5 minutes to go. Iowa beat UCLA by 13, says Connor.
Okay. All right. Well, I didn't say anything. Does that mean you're going to Iowa? All right. That's all we needed. Just a yes or no.
Iowa's
Connor.
At 9. UCLA at 10.
Correct.
Okay. Then we got to get. Then it's 11. So it's pretty simple here. I think USC would be 11. Minnesota 12.
Yeah.
Bill,
I'm not sure Minnesota's not better than USC. They just lost by 40
they got beat
at
by
home.
36 points at home by Illinois last night. Yeah. Did USC lose? They lost 2 straight. The fact that they're 18-8 versus 12-14 Minnesota, the record. I got to go USC ahead of them, but that's kind of where the big cutoffs. That USC is still very much so. I don't know if they're tourney worthy, but.
But you go to the bottom part, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, really 8 teams.
Yeah.
Not good. Not good. The most that the Big Ten can get in is 10. That's the most. And I'm saying they might be at the 8 mark by the time this thing all winds up.
Yeah, right now, even in our rankings, USC still has a chance at the dance. The record is okay, 18-8. They're 7-8 in conference play. We went through their non-cons, not that impressive. They do have a nice win at Wisconsin. That was big, but that loss last night is going to be tough for them to overcome. And I think tough for our committee to overcome.
Very much.
So
very much.
We have or no? Are we going from bottom to
bottom
top?
Bottom up. We do our all the way. We're going straight through.
Okay.
All the way.
And I have a comment ready for these teams.
And number 18, Penn State.
Micah Shrewsbury.
Perfect. 17, Oregon.
Ernie Kent.
Hang on here. 16, Maryland.
The great Steve Blake.
Blake was really good.
He was.
Northwestern at 15.
Legendary Bowie.
Bowie.
He was a pain in the butt.
14, Rutgers.
Bad coach, but good dude. Eddie Jordan,
yes. He got fired, I believe.
He got fired.
Yes, he did.
He did.
I think every coach at Rutgers got fired.
They were
eventually.
Terrible, Bill.
13th, Washington.
Let's go Lorenzo Bromell, long-time coach there.
That's a long time right there. 12, Minnesota, the Gophers.
He was there for 10 years. Dawson Garcia. He Dawson. Might still be there for all we know.
Number 11, USC Trojans.
Let's go O.J. Mayo.
O.J. Mayo. Okay, that's a wild.
It
UCLA,
is.
Number 10.
Former runner-up. How about Ben Howland, former head coach
Ben
there.
Howland, friend of mine.
He's a friend of yours?
Well, he's Northern Arizona.
I forgot about that.
I slept in
there. That's
your
guy.
That's Ben.
He was a runner-up in the championship.
Him and Jamie Dixon.
He coached the title game.
Absolutely. Oh, great. Iowa, number 9.
Luca Garza.
Nice. 8, Indiana.
Tom Crean.
I like that. 7 is Ohio State Buckeyes.
Still coaching elsewhere. Let's go with Thad Matta. I love Thad.
Thad's not doing well, though.
No, I think he's at Butler. He's not doing well.
6, Nebraska.
Let's go Mo Iba for Nebraska.
Mo Iba, nice. Cipriano up next.
Slow Mo.
Right there. 5 is who?
Michigan State.
No, Michigan State. There is.
Let's go with an easy one here. Let's go Magic Johnson.
Oh,
you love Magic, your guy, your favorite?
4, Wisconsin Badgers.
Recent player, Nigel Hayes.
Nigel Hayes, really good.
He was good.
Number 3, Purdue Boilermakers.
Let's go with Gene Keady.
I like him.
Keady or Keady?
He was at the game the other day. I saw that. Illinois.
Didn't go well for him. Let's go with John Gross.
John
Failed
Gross.
Head coach there.
Failed. And number 1, the Michigan Wolverines.
The man that built them back up. John Beilein is our
Beilein.
Answer
he
for
did
Michigan.
He did a great job. Yes, Beilein did a great job.
So I think we nailed that. We only had a debate on Iowa, UCLA, and Michigan State, Nebraska. We were pretty solid on the bottom 6, which can be a little dicey, Bill.
What I'm going to now a little bit is I'm going to NCAA tournament mode of neutral floor.
All right.
That's my thought on the division part of it. And part of it is that I'm having trouble unseeing what I saw against Iowa.
Understood.
I'm struggling with that. And I'm watching and I'm thinking, okay, Michigan State fears some different things, even though they won that. That's where I think it's at right now. Praying it's the opposite. Hoping Husker fan here.
As you know, this is what I said a lot about Michigan State. Their record's great. I mean, they are 21-5, and in conference 11-4. Hey. But still, in the last 5-6 games, they got beat at Minnesota, who's not very good.
That's a bad loss.
They got blown out at Wisconsin, and they beat Illinois, great win, and they blew out UCLA. Yeah. I don't know how high their ceiling is, but I know that they have a pretty low floor. They are Jekyll and Hyde.
Yeah,
Nebraska.
Doesn't
have that.
There's a very good chance that Michigan State is out round 1. They could be a 5 or 6 seed and out, and because of how they play. You're right. They are very up and down.
I think they're an easy pick to lose in the first round, despite being a high seed. I just don't believe in them. Fears is good. I like Jackson Kohler. Something's off with that team, despite a great record. But Nebraska also, something's off right now too. It's the fact they played better teams. Hopefully Nebraska gets right against Penn State. Who's
Michigan State have coming up this week?
Good question.
Let's check Michigan
State. Because this will change a lot.
There'll be a lot of change.
I want to address last week's
How football changed so much?
It changed a lot.
Dramatically.
Okay, Michigan State will play on Sunday. They will host Ohio State. Was playing some better ball all of
that's
a sudden.
That's a really good game.
And that's a pretty important game because Ohio State's still a bubble team. Nice win against Wisconsin. They could really use backing it up with the win against Sparty on the road.
They need that.
That's at noon on CBS on Sunday.
No, Sunday.
Just
nice.
Looking quickly back, what has changed from last week, Bill? I'm looking at these. 1 and 2 the same. Purdue was we had the first top 3 were the same. We had Nebraska at 4 last week. Now they're at 6. Sparty was at 6. Wisconsin was at 5. They're up to 4. The bottom. We had Penn State last week at 15.
15. They're clearly the bottom now.
They're now dead last for sure. They were 15th. We had Oregon 18th, Rutgers 17th, and Northwestern 16th last week.
They have to be to the point where they're not happy that every team's going to the tournament, to the Big Ten tournament.
I know.
They're like,
really? Oregon needs to be in this? Penn State's got
to
go?
Do we need to fly to Chicago?
Why are we doing this?
What are we doing this?
Why? The biggest mover, I think, from last week to this week was Penn State, and then UCLA. We had it 7 last week. Now they're at 10.
They had a horrible.
They got blown out at Michigan and at Michigan State. Good teams, but they got bounced. Badly. So I'm okay with them falling down.
I don't know if UCLA ever won on the road in it. What I call a true Big Ten game, meaning. Not flying to Washington or Oregon. I'm talking about they have to fly out to Indiana or they got to fly to Rutgers or Purdue or whatever, have they won?
I don't know. I know they're 3-5 in conference play. They have not played USC yet, I don't think. They may have played Washington. They won at... No, they didn't win at Wisconsin. USC won at Wisconsin. I don't know who USC is.
I just wonder if they've had... Because Cronin has made it such a big deal about this travel.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been over the top on this travel.
I think they may have won at Rutgers, possibly, which is hard to count. Yeah. It doesn't really count,
but it does.
At Penn State, probably, as well, and maybe at Maryland. Yeah. So, are those really... You count those as legitimate wins? They do count, but not as
right
great
now,
team.
They were non-competitive in that Michigan State game. I mean... If you take the Izzo, have you heard his quotes after that?
Yeah.
He's like, well, he looked like Coach gave his guy a flagrant two.
He did.
On his own. Kicked him out on his own.
He said, that's just Mick being Mick, what he said. That's Mick being Mick. That's so our good. Rankings there.
Thank you, Jake.
When we come back, things are a little bit weird, Bill, at Northern Illinois. I'll tell you why next on Early Break on the Ticket.